Goodbach, Shavua Tov. This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. When Noach emerges from the Teva after the flood, his first and apparently most pressing need is to have a nice glass of wine. So he plants a vineyard. As the Pasuk says, Vayachal Noach, Vayita Kerem. Noach emerges from the Teva, and the first thing he does, he begins to plant a vineyard. And Rashi famously explains, based on the Medrash, that opening word of the Pasuk, Vayachal Noach, can be understood from the word Tchila, beginning. In other words, he started to do something, he started to plant a vineyard. Or from the Lashon Chul, which is profane or mundane, as in Chulin. So understood this way, the Pasuk reads, Vayachal Noach, Vayita Kerem. Noach sort of profaned himself or made himself mundane by planting a vineyard, a Kerem. And so Noach, says the Medrash, is criticized for this. Because really, he should have begun with some other things. You know, maybe wheat, you know, maybe something that people could actually sustain themselves on. It might be nice to have wine, but it's certainly not a basic necessity. So the Medrash is essentially critical of Noach, that he made himself chulin, just profane or mundane. And the question really is, why exactly is the Medrash so critical of Noach? Noach had actually spent months in the Teva, feeding the animals and taking care of the animals. It's true that it was only 40 days of rain, but read the Pesukim, and there was many months until he ultimately came out. So doesn't Noach actually deserve a little bit of a break? Doesn't he deserve this ability to rest and relax? Wine represents a sort of luxury, things which you don't need. It's not a basic necessity. Wine is Mesameach HaSalev. Wine is what you used to have to demonstrate a special experience. When we make a bracha over a cup of wine under a chuppah or at a bris, it's in order to show a certain chashivus to the experience. You know, you don't need it. It's there in order to show the pomp and circumstance and dignity and honor of an occasion. So this is what Noach, you know, the first thing that he does is, you know, go to the lap of luxury. So it seems to suggest that, you know, Noach is being criticized for this. We're really, one could wonder what's so terrible. Rav Simcha Wasserman, and Rabbi Fran cites this as well, explains that really this is precisely a Noach's failure. He didn't do anything criminal. He didn't do anything wrong. But he did his duty as an Ish Tzaddik in the Teva, and now he just wanted to be an Ish Chulin, a regular plain person, which is no crime. But it's sad, and it is also dangerous in a certain sense. It's one thing for a person to say, okay, I am who I am, I try, I this. Okay, so he never became a tzaddik. But Noach was mamish a tzaddik. He spent months and months taking care of his family, the survivors of the mabul, and then animals, just animals. He preserved the life of every living organism that he could. That's extraordinary investment of time and an effort. It was all other focused. His whole time in the Teva was about doing and acting on behalf of the continuation of humanity. I mean, what greater tzidkus could you describe than that? So the problem of Noach is that as the man chosen to carry humanity forward, his actions, once he came out of the Teva, could have been a little bit more other-focused, instead of focused on me and how I'm going to take a break and enjoy myself and relax. You know, he could have, as I said, planted wheat. But Noach made himself simply just mundane. It's and here is the rub. There's no sin for caring for oneself or for taking a break or for enjoying and relaxing, etc. That's not a crime. But Noach is criticized not for failing to go, let's say, from good to great. But Noach is criticized for purposefully choosing to go from great, from tzidkus, to just good, okay. And the thing with having an aspiration of good is that path rarely ends in just good, right? The famous line, if a person aspires, you know, you have to aspire to the heavens, you land in the treetops. You aspire to the treetops, you land in the ground. if Noach is aspiring just to be good, you're probably not going to make it even to just good. And our job, our mission as human beings, is to continuously aspire to be Noach in the Teva. And doing that, if we aspire to be Noach in the Teva, then we have a shot. We just have a shot at Be'ezras Hashem, being good, being decent, being B'nai Adam. And this brings me to my second point, the meaning of Adam. So Noach is described as an Ish Tzaddik. Ish Tzaddik Kamim Hayah B'Darosav. But you know, there's another word for, and that is Adam. Why does the Torah choose Ish over Adam? And in fact, we find Adam in the Parsha, but where we find Adam in the Parsha is ultimately when all of the living beings are being destroyed, and the Pasuk says that included in the living beings that are being destroyed is Kol Adam, all of humanity. So why is Noach described as an Ish and not as an Adam? So Chazal famously teach, Atem Kriyum Adam ve'enu Masa Olam Kriyum Adam. You, Bnei Yisrael, you are described as Adam, but the Umos Olam, the nations of the world, are not as described as Adam. Does that mean that we assume that that non-Jews are not human beings, are not people? And clearly, that is not the case. Famously said in the name of the Netziv that the Gemara tells us that somebody who does not have the blessing of being married, of shari below isha, without a wife, is somebody who lacks certain blessings of life, of simcha, and such an individual is not called an adam. Does that mean that somebody who is, for whatever reason, single, you can go out and kill them because they're not considered a human being? No, obviously not. When the Torah says, Atem Kriyim Adam, when Chazal say, Atem Kriyim Adam, you, Bnei Yisrael, are called Adam, but not the Umos Olam, it doesn't mean that the Umos Olam are not considered human beings. What it means is that there is something unique about the Jewish experience. And the Jewish experience is that Klal Yisrael is Adam, is one organism, is one being. When a person of French origin is suffering somewhere across the world, maybe some French people will be concerned, maybe they won't be concerned. If somebody of Italian origin is suffering somewhere in the world, maybe the Italians will be concerned, maybe they won't be concerned. But when a Jew is suffering somewhere out in the world, every Jew feels it because we are Adam. We are one organism, one human being. And this is why Noach is referred to, I believe, as Ish Tzaddik, and not as an Adam Tzaddik, because he was an Ish, he was a person, but he didn't feel that sense of responsibility, that sense of achrayus, that sense of compassion to the humanity around him. And therefore, he wasn't mispalel for them, and he pretty much, saved himself and his family, and everybody else. Unfortunately, went the way of the mabul. So Noach is an Ish Tzaddik, not an Adam Tzaddik. And where do we find Adam? We find Adam not where in the many psukim at the beginning of the parsha telling us about how the world is going to be destroyed. But ultimately, the pasuk says that when all the animals and everything is are perishing in the waters, it says v'chol ha'adam and all of humanity. And I think that the vort here is very clear that Klal Yisrael has to understand that we are adam, and that we will either learn to live together, in doing so, live vibrantly. We will either live together, figuring out a way to get along together, figuring out a way to hold each other and keep each other and feel each other's pain across the world and help each other one way or another. Or on the other side of that is we will most certainly die together. We'll either figure out a way to feel as Adam and live, or we will be forced to see each other as Adam, as one organic being, by our oppressors and those who wish our demise. Chas v'chalila. And so this, I think, is the message of Noach Ish Tzaddik, that we have to, yes, we have to do what we can in order to aspire to be Noach in the Teva, we have to also aspire to see ourselves as part of one Adam, part of one organic whole. And if we do so, then Bezras Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless us. With Shalom al Yisrael. Agudvach, Shavua Tov to all.